720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we kick off summer and get ready for the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. One of the most exciting personalities in the sport today, multi-time winner. He's won in the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course, the NASCAR Cup Series, where he's the driver of the 99 Chevrolet ZL1 for Trackhouse Racing, the one and only Daniel Suarez. Daniel, welcome to WGN. Welcome back to Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here in Chicago. Obviously, a lot of good fun moments here in the city, and I'm looking forward to be back in just a few weeks. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's good. Well, the end of the year is always a great time for school kids, right? Excited for summer. And when they can have a NASCAR superstar visit the school to help them kick off summer, that is pretty cool. I'm sure, Daniel, you enjoy it too. Talk a little bit about what's happening at the school. Does it take you back to your days, your own days, getting out of school for summer?
Yeah, of course. You know, I actually remember at one point having a soccer player come to my school and do like a little speech. And these kind of moments, you know, you sometimes as an athlete, you think, oh man, maybe these kids are not going to be paying much attention, but some of them actually do, and they keep these memories and these comments for a very long time, and I'm one example of them. So I'm actually excited to go talk to these kids and have some fun with it.
Oh yeah, they'll remember all that stuff forever. We're lucky we didn't lose you to soccer, right? That we've got you in racing. So oftentimes, you know, drivers will do appearances, get out in the community, meet some school kids. They don't usually get to bring their wives. Talk about how fun it is to have Julia here with you. And of course, with her expertise, some great ways to add the healthy eating, nutrition messaging for the kids.
Yeah. Julia is obviously a very special person in my life, not just in my personal life, but also in my professional life. And to be quite honest with you, a few days ago, I didn't know that she was coming. And when she told me, I got super excited. So yeah, it's always more fun to have her around, and we can have more fun together. And, you know, she loves racing a lot. She comes to the races with me pretty much entire time. And you know, we enjoy the racing life quite a bit.
It's going to be great for the kids to get some healthy eating and nutrition. Oftentimes, you know, kids, that messaging, that whole, you know, the food side of it is so important. Do you feel, though, because of her expertise in that, that it gives you, I don't want to, like a secret advantage against the other drivers in NASCAR? You know, a lot of people think of all the stuff that happens on the track and just danger, right? It's fun, it's exciting, it's dangerous, but they don't think you guys are, you know, finely tuned athletes at this point. It isn't like it used to be back in the day with NASCAR where everyone was chain smoking and staying out all night or whatever. Having Julia around in your life, of course, as your wife, it makes you a better driver.
I completely agree. And you know, the funny thing that I have realized is that the competition, at least inside Trackhouse, they start copying me because they know that I get some help, right? From Julia, and she helps me understand what is the best thing to eat at what times and things like that. And one day, you know, I see Ross copying my meals, and then the next day I see Shane, and the next day, actually this past weekend, I even see Connor copying my meals, and I said, look at you guys, now you guys are eating right. And it's funny because it's something extremely important. You know, the way I see it, it's like the fuel on the race car, you know?
100%. Yep.
It's gonna go as fast as the fuel that you put in the car, and our bodies is the same way. And obviously I'm very lucky to have Julia, that she understands that side of it quite well, and she's able to coach me in what I need to do, what I know, what I have to avoid, and those kind of things.
Yeah, well, Ross is lucky to have you around, because we know that he's been living solely off of watermelon his entire life, right? So for him to diversify his cuisine, I think is super important. A lot of people are knowing what it is that you guys are doing because of the new hit docuseries, NASCAR Full Speed. Talk a little bit about that. I always think, Daniel, you've done a great job on the personality side, sharing the fun side of Daniel Suarez, what you do, along with the talent and passion for the sport. But we've seen how shows like this can really engage fans, get a lot of new fans involved and excited about the sport, whether Formula One with Drive to Survive, and we did, like, you know, 100 Days to Indy on the IndyCar side. Talk about the show and just how that's been going.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, a great experience with NASCAR and with Netflix, and to get to show people, you know, who we are as a person, right? Because a lot of people knows kind of who I am as a driver, because I get to see him every single weekend. But not a lot of people knows who I am as a person, you know, where I came from, what I do on my slow time, you know, my family and the sacrifices that my family and myself had to do to have an opportunity and these kind of things. And for me, this part of the story is equally important as the racing, as the stuff that is happening inside the racetrack, because if the stuff that everything that is happening outside the racetrack wouldn't happen, the racetrack stuff didn't exist, wouldn't exist. So I just think that it's very important for people and fans to get to know who we are as a person, and that's why I personally put a lot of effort into this show.
Yeah, it's very important, right? It just inspires people. They can become more invested in you, better fans, when they know just, you know, what's important to you, what kind of things you're doing. They're just excited about you as a person in addition to all that stuff on the track. It's all about inspiring people. You've made a career out of motorsports, obviously, and being a driver is just about the coolest thing that you can do, but there are so many opportunities and careers in racing and specifically in NASCAR. So, you know, when you get a chance to talk to kids in schools, talk a little bit about that, sharing the message and saying, you know, there's opportunities. They may see you on the track, but there's so many other jobs in and around motorsports. You'd be more than just a fan. It could be a career.
No, totally agree. I mean, the industry is so big, right? Like there is so many different positions, and not every person wants to be a racing driver, right? Like not every person likes to have that kind of pressure. You know, in every situation there is pressure, but not everyone likes to drive fast, right? Like some people, they will prefer to be an engineer, right? Like to make the car go fast and to be a mechanic, right? To work in a team with a group of people to make the car be reliable. Like it's just every personality, every person is different, and that's important to send that message.
Yeah, the kids at George Washington High School getting a treat today, getting a little inspiration, maybe some career advice. They'll talk to you later about what it is that they do. Being back in Chicago, especially with Julia, you guys get a chance to scope out not only the track, do a little bit of recon there for the race, but also great restaurants, shopping, you know, and of course have that impact on the community side. Talk a little bit about that. I think you found out Julia was going to be with Chicago. Danny, you know this. Maybe I don't know if you've gotten a chance to really get out and, you know, enjoy the restaurants and everything that Chicago has to offer. What are you guys doing outside of your official appearances that people would want to know about?
Well, I have been in many beautiful places here in Chicago in the past. Unfortunately, this trip is not going to have a lot of time to do most of that, but because we have to come back to Charlotte tonight. But in a few weeks when we come back to the race, normally we travel there early, and then we're gonna do some fun stuff. Chicago, already, as you mentioned, it has a lot to offer. Great food, great people, and a lot of great places to visit. My family, actually, from Mexico, they have come to this race with me in the past couple times, and they love Chicago as well.
So your family from Mexico coming to Chicago, you're returning the favor, and NASCAR is always trying to expand, reach new fans, go new places. And of course, you've been a big part of all of that. Talk about the race coming up in Mexico. It is coming up soon. Just the excitement, maybe some of the feedback that you've gotten from people there about how excited they are to see you, you know, obviously, and all the stars of NASCAR come to Mexico.
Yeah, that's going to be very special. I can't wait to see the fans there, the media, and the drivers, the industry. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm super excited. I think it's going to be an amazing event, and I can't wait to compete in my home country.
Chicago's right around the corner, the race. Talk about your thoughts just really quick as we let you go. The track and the series being back here in Chicago. Trackhouse has obviously had a lot of success. So maybe they kind of like watch you for your nutritional habits. Obviously, SVG has been, you know, pretty good on the track. Maybe copy some of the things he's doing. Talk about the team being back in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, last year, I actually felt like we were actually pretty good, pretty strong. And we executed a pretty good race. The strategy didn't work out exactly the way we wanted with the rain and all that kind of things. But we still finished, I think, inside the top 10, so getting some good points and things like that. And at the same time, you know, a couple of years ago, we were super fast. So I think we're going to have another strong week. We have to just continue to work and take care of the little details and execute a good weekend once we get closer to the race weekend here in Chicago.
The fans are super excited. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that, everything going on with tickets for the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. As we let you go, Daniel, where can people go social media-wise to keep up with you? Follow you. Obviously, they'll watch the Netflix series, and they're definitely going to watch the races, but social media-wise, where can they go?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, in all the social media channels, they can find me as Daniel Suarez. And also, you know, something that I've been doing starting this year, you know, we started a vlog for every race weekend. So for all the people that are listening, to go check out my YouTube channel so they can see the behind the scenes of the race weekends. I think a lot of people has enjoyed that. For me, it was a surprise. I didn't think it was going to be something that people would be interesting on, and I would be completely shocked the amount of people that love watching the behind the scenes of every weekend. So go to my YouTube channel and check it out.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll let you go. Have fun today, Daniel, you and Julia, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much, my friend.